So this Mishnah deals with Kermivai. Kermivai, we know, is after 3 years when the fruits of a tree, the first 3 years are Arla, one's not allowed to eat them. But on the fourth year, the Mishnah calls them Kermivai. So does it just mean Kermivai, which is with grapes? Or is it also, well, as we know, is Netarivai, which is not just grapes, but it's any fruits in the fourth year? And the Rambam learns this way, and other Rishonim as well. And there's actually machlokes in brachas. Every time it says kamrivai, does it just mean kamrivai? Does it mean netarivai? Regardless, the din is that you have to take the fruits and eat them in Yerushalayim, just like Meister Sheni, or you can be paid to them and bring the money to Yerushalayim and purchase fruits as well to eat it there as well. So because of that, our mission, even though we're in Meister Sheni, we're going to deal now with kamrivai. So kamrivai mitzainen some because it's a sadoma. So kamrivai, they would make mitzainen like a tzion by a grave. They would make a marker with koizizis hadama. So that's clods of earth. Now, why did they do that? So the Rav says, because just like earth, there's future benefit from earth. So too, unlike Arlo, where there's no benefit, Karamivai, there is benefit because you can be paid it, just like Meister Sheni. So they'd put dirt because people have hana, they have benefit from dirt because you can plant things and things grow from dirt, from earth. Therefore, that's what they would put on the tzion of Karamivai. Vishel Orlo Bechkarsis, and Orlo they would use the same type of earth that they would use to make pottery. So this clay is very not conducive to planting anything, and really nothing comes out. So too, by Orlo, we know there's no benefit, there's no hana, so that's why they made the marker this type of dirt. It was very obvious. Vishel Kvaris Besid, and graves, the reason that one would put a marker by graves is that a Kohanim shouldn't walk over it. So they would use plaster, Umemache Beshoifech. Was white, and they would also memachas to dissolve it with more water, the Rav explains, v'shoifech, and then he would pour it out onto the grave, because when you do that, when you dissolve it with water, the plaster, the lime, is whiter. When does these apply? Meaning we're going on the first cases by Karen Rivoy and Arla, like the Rav mentions. When does that apply? That we put markers, that's only on Shvius. However, if it's on the other years of the cycle, why, if somebody's not allowed to take from my stuff, why do I have to put a marker for them? They're going to steal my stuff. As Chazal say, Halitela Rasha V'yamus. So I don't have to be concerned. Let this guy do an Avera. I have to be concerned to protect a guy that's going to steal anyway from my stuff. But on Shemitah, you're allowed to go and take anybody's stuff because it's Hefker. So that's why Dafka, these Simanim would only be done on Shemitah. That's what Shmuel Mil says. V'atznuim, tznuim, like the Rav says, the medaktikim la'atzman, the medaktik b'mitzvah. So they would leave money over on the side and say, now the Rav says that they would leave money over by Kermivai on Shemitah. And then they would leave the money over before the guy would go into their field to take it. And then they would say the following, whoever takes from this, so that fruit that you take, that Kermivai, it's going to be yours and it's going to be paida onto this money. So Taisus in Meruba, Baba Kama asks, how can you say this on Shemitah when it's Hefker? How can this guy, the owner, be Mechalel on something that he doesn't own? Because it's Hefker. So Mishnah Shon actually wants to give a pshat for the Rav, because the Rav says it's Dafka talking about Shemitah. Taisus actually learns there that it's not talking about Shemitah, this last case of Tznuin that they leave this money over. But according to the Rav, if we're talking about Shemitah, so the Mishnah Shon says that it could be that Legabe Pidyon, that the Rav's going with the Shita, but the Gemara says that this Mishnah is Reb Meir, that holds that Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. But even so, by Pidyon, the Torah puts the Meister Sheni in your Rishus, that you're able to be Meister V'chomish. In other words, how is a person ever allowed to be paid the Meister Sheni if you don't really own Meister Sheni according to Reb Meir, because it's Mamon Gavoya, it belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. So how can you be paid to something that you don't own? So the Teretz is, again, that's Reb Meir's Shita, the Teretz is, that the Torah puts it in your Rishus in order to be Meisif HaChomish. So too by Shemitah, you'd say the same thing, Zakt Mishnah Rishayna. Even though it's Hefker, so I don't own a Hefker, so how am I going to be Mechal to these other Jews when they collect and they take from it? The Teretz is, you say the same thing, that the Torah puts it in my Rishus that it can be Mechal on this money. That's how it would work by Tznuin.